Let's keep rolling. We are joined right now by an NFL Network analyst, 12 years in the NFL as a player and a scout, founder of Big Play Football, host of the Move the Sticks podcast along with Daniel Jeremiah, head coach at Granada Hills Charter High School. You can follow him on Twitter at Bucky Brooks. NFL Network's coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine continues this evening at 4 p.m. Eastern with the running backs, offensive linemen, and specialists. Bucky Brooks is back. Bucky, it's good to have you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Bucky, I thought last night was really good under the lights and in prime time. So off the very top, what were some of the moments that stuck out to you from night one of the Combine workouts?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's all about the quarterback. And so we didn't get a chance to see Joe Burrow or Tua Tagovailoa throw, but all eyes were on Jordan Love and Justin Herbert. And I think both guys were impressive in their own way. I think for Justin Herbert, it is just the combination of size, athleticism, and arm talent. The arm talent was on display last night. He probably threw it as well as anybody in the building. And so when you start thinking about who is going to be the next guy, because you assume that Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa are going to be the first two off the board, the battle is really between Herbert and Love. I think Herbert certainly did himself well. And then Jordan Love just kind of continues the conversation. Could he be like the next Pat Mahomes, meaning the next sandlot player that may not put a consistent performance in college, but somehow it pops in the pros? There are a lot of people that are intrigued and smitten by the arm talent. The more that he throws, the more people get around him, the more they like him. So we'll see, because both of these guys could find themselves coming off the board in the top 15.
Great stuff. Bucky Brooks joining us. Bucky, one more thought about Love. He didn't have that great final season at Utah State, but you've written about the fact that one of the things that you learned from Ron Wolf was you have to dig deeper on quarterbacks. What did he mean by that, and how do you apply that to Love?
Well, you have to look at the entire body of work. You have to see what were the reasons for the lack of production the final year as opposed to the previous year. When you look at the previous year, the numbers he put up were outstanding. Like, if he had those kind of numbers this year, we would be talking about him as like a top five pick. And so he had a change in coaching staff. He lost a lot of guys and perimeter players on the outside. And so as he was adjusting, he self-admittedly said, hey, I tried to do too much. I played a little too much hero ball, and it impacted my consistency. And so when you begin to look at that and you just take the talent for the talent, he certainly is a top 10 talent. Now it's a matter of where does he really fit, and can you get him going and playing at a high level?
We're talking to Bucky Brooks. You also spoke with Jalen Hurts last night after he was done. What did you make of the way he showed up, and how did he seem to you after he was done?
You know, man, the more people get around him, the more I think they want to like him. You just love the kid because the intangibles are off the charts. You talk about a guy who's been at two blue blood programs, led both of those guys into the playoffs, had to deal with his own set of adversity, losing the starting job, transferring and doing all the stuff. But he continues to kind of stand up and be an accountable guy. And then when you looked at the arm talent last night, he threw the ball much better than most people would imagine. And you can begin to envision him kind of playing like a Dak Prescott at the next level, where right situation, right coach, where you just need someone to kind of get the team to the winner's circle, where he's done that as well as anybody. I think he's going to be a surprise pick. I would expect him to come off the board around on day two.
Bucky Brooks breaking down the combine with us. And then you look at the receivers in the class. It seems like the debate comes down to Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. Coming into the combine, you had Jeudy ahead of Lamb. What gave him the edge in your mind?
Just a cleaner route runner. What we've seen in the last couple of years, the young guys that have success right away at receiver are the guys that are polished route runners, guys that can come in and consistently get open. And Jerry Jeudy, he's a guy that can play three spots. He can play split end, flanker, play in the slot. He can do everything. He has outstanding route running ability, but he also has the stop, start quickness and burst to make plays in the open field. And CeeDee Lamb, you have a terrific playmaker, meaning you just want to get him the ball and let him work. You saw some of the pass catching ability that he displayed last night. He had great hands, great hand-eye coordination, does a great job of coming out with these acrobatic catches. I think the big thing with him is he plays the game a little bit like DeAndre Hopkins, but he has a little more sizzle. Both are terrific players. It really just comes down to what style receiver do you want to be your number one. But both of those guys can handle the job.
Talking to Bucky Brooks for a few more moments. And then where do you come out on Henry Ruggs III? For instance, he had a huge showing in the 40, but as NFL research pointed out on Twitter, the last six receivers to run a sub-4.3 at the combine have not exactly had huge NFL careers. So when you look at Ruggs, does it feel like he might be different and he might be a guy different than the other speed guys who came before him?
It's all about the utilization. People will talk about Ruggs maybe being up there. Maybe he goes before Judy or a CeeDee Lamb because of speed. But the difference is he's a guy that is more of a complementary weapon, not a guy that you build the passing game around. He is someone that if you have him established number one receiver on one side of the field, he can be the guy that takes the top off the coverage. He can be the vertical stretch player. He can be the guy that does the explosive thing. Don't know if he's capable of handling the load as a number one receiver. And that's why it's really important that whoever takes him understands exactly who he is and uses him like he was used at Alabama. There's a reason why Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide used Jerry Jeudy as the number one, and he was the guy that was kind of the occasional playmaker. Jerry Judy's skill set is more conducive to handling the load, where his skills are more conducive to being an explosive playmaker that delivers these chunk plays on occasion.
Bucky Brooks is breaking it down. All right, what about the running backs before you go, Bucky? They go tonight. What do you think when you watch DeAndre Swift on tape?
Yeah, man, he's a natural. He is as good as we find that we'll find at the position. He is smooth. He's explosive. Plays a good balance and body control. Does a great job running inside and outside. He can catch the ball out the backfield. I know there's been a bit of a devaluation of the running back position, but of all the guys that I believe is a first-round talent, he is a first-round talent. I think when you look at him, you can see him as kind of like that franchise running back, even though we've seen teams win and win at a high level with a cast of characters kind of manning the position.
Bucky, I talked to your guy, DJ, Daniel Jeremiah, and we talked about the league starting to embrace the notion of guys playing multiple positions. As an example, when you look at Isaiah Simmons and his versatility, what kind of a player do you see? For instance, what's his best position, or do you not even worry about that with somebody like that?
You know, it's a debate, right? Because scouts will tell you, hey, don't worry about it. Let's bring him in and then figure it out. Coaches will tell you it's hard sometimes to play with a guy like that. Isaiah Simmons is so dynamic, so versatile. He played, according to Football Focus, five different positions he spent 100 or more snaps at. Inside linebacker, outside linebacker, slot corner, free safety, strong safety. So he can do a lot. I think he's best suited to play linebacker in today's game. Put him where he can match up over tight ends, allow him to run and chase and make plays as a blitzer. That's the best way you use Isaiah Simmons.
Hey, Bucky, one thing. I remember you wrote that watching Simmons reminded you a little of when you were part of the Carolina front office that drafted Thomas Davis. What do you remember about that process, and did you know how good he could be?
Okay, with Thomas Davis, we drafted him because he was a big, super athlete, and we thought that he could play safety. And we put him at safety, and he wasn't built for it. Even though he's big, fast, and athletic, he should have been a linebacker. So the rookie season, we kind of wasted him. We eventually put him at the spot where he deserved. And what we did is we just put him at linebacker his second season, and after that, that's when the game kind of popped.
Bucky, one quick thing I want to ask you, because you played the game at the highest level, you have worked at the highest level, you're the head coach of Granada Hills Charter High School, as I mentioned. Why do you do that, and what do you like about working with high school kids?
This man is the best thing that I do, the best thing that I've ever done in terms of just being around young people, being a positive example, putting them in a situation where they're able to kind of use football as a vehicle to learn how to be successful. We have a great time. I think the community is unique because it's very diverse. When I look at the team is about 50% Asian, 30% Latino, and 10% black and white. And so when you have that kind of kaleidoscope of people, it kind of gives us an opportunity to have unique experiences. It's been a terrific experience, and I'm just looking forward to doing more and more stuff in the community for that team.
That's really cool. NFL Network's coverage of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine continues this evening at 4 p.m. Eastern. You've got the running backs, the offensive linemen, and the specialists. Bucky Brooks is an NFL Network analyst and all over it. Bucky, thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for having me here.
Always good to have you, Buck. Bucky Brooks. Man, NFL Network is all over this thing. We have had some unbelievable analysis from their people leading up to the combine. And once again, it does continue this evening, 4 p.m. Eastern. You've got the running backs, the offensive linemen, and the specialists going.